With Warrior Gear at Ice Cutter Sports, located on East Upper Road in Bad Axe. Pulowski Drain Cleaning in downtown Bad Axe is a proud supporter of the Huron County Ice Arena and the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament. Pulowski Drain Cleaning takes care of residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. Pulowski Drain Cleaning specializes in field tile drainage, grease traps, frozen pipes, and root removals. Pulowski Drain Cleaning is licensed and insured and locally owned and operated. Call James Pulowski at Pulowski Drain Cleaning for your appointment today at 989-623-0094. That's 989-623-0094.
Welcome back to the WLEW Sports Network. The national anthem coming up, and then it's puck drop. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Cruise 102.
Raps and Refrigeration is a proud supporter of all our Huron County hockey teams. Turn to Raps and Refrigeration in Bad Axe to assist you with all your refrigeration, air conditioning, and heating needs. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial systems since 1953. In addition to being fully licensed and family owned and operated, their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer excellent service for whatever your individual needs are throughout your entire project. Whether your refrigeration system or air conditioning unit needs repairs, or you're in the market for a new unit, Raps and Refrigeration is your one stop for all your refrigeration, heating, and cooling projects. They are your local choice for fast, reliable, and friendly service. So for all of your refrigeration, cooling, and heating needs, turn to Raps and Refrigeration. Call them today, 989-269-7291, for the friendly and knowledgeable service that you deserve. That's Raps and Refrigeration. Call 989-269-7291.
Why car insurance? Because you never know. Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from your Auto Owners Insurance Agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe. With the Michigan No Fault Act coverage, it is not just critical, it's mandatory. Did you know even if the other driver is at fault, damage coverage to your vehicle is limited?
And it could be worse. Liability claims alone could leave you bankrupt. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. Let's talk it over. As your Auto Owners Insurance Agency, we at Peruski Insurance will recheck your policy to be sure you are covered not only for damage and medical expenses, but also for liability.
For auto insurance that makes sense, let's talk. We are your Auto Owners Insurance Agency. We believe auto owners insurance should protect you from financial loss and liability.
Together with Auto Owners Insurance, we will get you the facts about lower cost auto insurance and coordinate a policy just right for you. Stop in soon. We are Peruski Insurance at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe.
Welcome back to Cruise 102 on the WLEW Sports Network. The anthem is over. The teams are taking the ice. Here's John and Chad on the call.
John, nice to be back with you up here.
Yeah, it's been a year.
I hear Matt Amon called me. He said, hey, I need two guys to do this again, and I know two guys that have a perfect face for radio. So I wasn't sure how to take that, but hey, nonetheless, here we are. All right, puck's about to drop. That's going to be won by the Ice Cutters. They're going to bring it back in their zone. Sending it out of the zone, played by Geiger for Goats. But here comes Micah Gordon for the Ice Cutters. Carried it in the right side. Shot that's going to go behind the net. Ice Cutters going from right to left. Goats Graphics going from left to right. Sent down deep into the Ice Cutter zone, and that's going to be an icing call. And we're going to come back inside the Goats zone. Both these teams, they've had a night off, so they're fresh. They're ready to play tonight. I should say this afternoon. Usually it's nighttime. Face-off won by Goats. Carrying it into the neutral zone. Here with the pass to Knobloch. That's going to be intercepted in neutral zone, and it's coming back. Ice Cutters trying to send it in deep. Van Erp kicks it back. Van Erp gets it back. Knobloch. Oh, just misses it. Has it into the Ice Cutter zone, but now it's coming back into the neutral zone. And stop by Goats. They're going to kick it out, trying to get a breakout. Right, just misses the puck. Sent into the Goats zone by Horetsky. Coming back out. Here comes Geiger. McKelpin now with the puck. He's going to try and get a shot off. He's not going to get the shot off when the puck is back into the neutral zone. And typical beginning of a hockey game. Back and forth, lots of neutral zone hockey right now. Goats doing a good job now keeping it in the offensive zone, trying to get a scoring chance. Hretzky for Ice Cutters, clears around the boards, and that's going to come all the way back for an icing on the other end.
Playing a little tight right now, both teams. Goats graphics has to win this game today because it is a double elimination tournament. Ice Cutters, I think they've only played one game in this tournament so far, and they've basically been watching or waiting for the other two teams to beat each other up, and here we are right now in this game where the Goats graphics has to win to go on to Sunday.
That's right. You might say they're trying to force a game seven. Puck is being held into the Goats zone, or Ice Cutter zone rather, brought back up by the Ice Cutters. Try and get something going. Hretzky sends it deep in behind the goal. Here has it behind the goal. He's going to try and get a breakout started. Ice Cutters not letting it out of the zone. They send it in deep once again. Kent gets it out of the zone. Pass it to Geiger, but Bryce Sears intercepts the puck, and he's going to send it down deep. But he was his side of the center line, so that's going to be another icing call.
Definitely seems like a feeling out process early on in this game. Ice Cutters, I would say, probably has the advantage, but it's really nobody's taken advantage yet and really, you know, grasped the brass ring, so to speak, on this game.
No, absolutely. This Ice Cutter team's only lost two games all season. So, and with three teams in the league, they are pretty familiar with one another. But like you say, it's still kind of that beginning of the game feeling out process. Nobody's really taken charge of anything yet. As that puck still staying in the neutral zone, here come the Ice Cutters. They're going to send it down, trying a little dump and chase right now. Sears gets the puck in the middle. He's going to try to center it, but that's going to hit a skate and be deflected back into the corner. Sears with the puck again. Shoots it. Deflected just wide. We have a whistle. Looks like the net may have come off the moorings.
Looks like it was a deflection by Malachi Moore there right in front of the net, and then the puck, or the net actually got knocked off the moorings. That was probably the best scoring chance we've seen so far.
Yeah, probably the first shot on goal. So we have a faceoff over to the left of the Coast goalie. Inside the Goats graphic zone, faceoff, won by Ice Cutters. Micah Gordon shoots it from the blue line. That's going to go wide of the net. Goats gets it out to Jason Bailey. He fires a backhanded shot. That's going to be covered up by Kozefka. First shot Kozefka's had to face today.
Kind of a knuckleball from the blue line that he actually had a little trouble handling there.
Yeah, he had to go right down for it. Sometimes, well, you know, you're a goalie. You know what those are like. Oh, you stop all of
no,
yours.
No, those usually go in on me.
Not against us. Face off inside the Ice Cutter zone. Won by the Ice Cutters. Carried back and sent around the boards. Amon keeps that one in, but now it's sent into the Goat zone. Aaron Laycock plays it inside his own zone and centers the puck. That's going to be stopped by Tulaski for the Ice Cutters. McKelpin with the puck now in his own zone. He's looking for somebody to hit on the breakout. Sends it to center ice. Gloved down and dropped by the Ice Cutters. That was Bismack with a nice defensive play. And it's back into the neutral zone. Sent in deep by Van Erp. Played behind the net by Goats. Trying to get something started off. Knobloch skates out of the zone. Van Erp corrals the puck, and we're still back in the neutral zone as the Ice Cutters try and send it in. Roland, not really a shot, but the puck comes to him. He dishes that away, and we're back out to center ice. Laycock with the puck inside the Goats zone. They're a little bit bunched up right now. Now we got the puck at center ice, but that's going to be deflected away. Here comes Micah Gordon. Micah Gordon sends it in deep into the Goats zone. Played by McKelpin behind the net. He's going to fling it back out to center ice. Vanner gets a puck. He sends it up to Bismack. Bismack with a shot. Nice save right into the chest of Roland, but a nice shot.
So far, it looks like Ice Cutters being really patient. They're not really pushing the action. They're just dumping it in into the Goats graphic zone and just looking for Goats graphics to make a mistake in their own end. That's